Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 65 for Friday, September 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were lower Friday morning as chart-based selling, rising production prospects, the firm Canadian dollar, and spillover from declines in Chicago soybeans all weighed on prices. Canola was down $3 to $6, the November contract down $5.90 at $464.40 per ton. The nearby technical bias has shifted back to the downside, and that accounted for some of the speculative selling in the market ahead of the weekend. Seasonal harvest pressure contributed to the softer tone, although weather-related delays in some parts of the prairies did help limit the losses to some extent. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, but wheat is holding on to small gains. Soybeans, they're down 7 to 12 cents. The November contract down 12 at $8.72 per bushel. Relatively favorable weather conditions across the U.S. Midwest did contribute to the softer tone. Harvest operations are also starting to gain traction in the southern states, and new crop supplies are becoming more readily available. Solid export demand helped limit the losses in beans on the other side, with China alone buying nearly 500,000 tons of U.S. beans over the past 2 days. China's president will be in the U.S. next week, and there are expectations that some more deals will be signed at that time. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the December contract down 2 at $3.77 per bushel. Good Midwestern weather and the advancing U.S. harvest were also bearish for corn today, but weakness in the U.S. dollar provided some support. Wheat, it's steady to up 3 cents, the December contract in Chicago up a penny at $4.83 per bushel. The softness in the U.S. dollar following yesterday's move by the U.S. Federal Reserve to keep interest rates unchanged for the time being was especially supportive for wheat, as it should help export demand. Spec short covering was also supportive. However, even with the currency adjustments, U.S. wheat is still relatively expensive internationally, and the U.S. continues to miss out on some export opportunities. That's limiting the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, September 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.